On Election Day, voters are in charge of a lot of money. One of the most expensive decisions we're making here in the Bay Area is whether to pass Measure RR. It's a bond that would allow BART to borrow $3.5 billion to fix and improve its old, broken down, overcrowded system.
The street elevator is out of service until further notice.
KALW's transportation reporter Eli Wertschafter explains what the measure would do and why some people want to see it fail.
I'm in a train at MacArthur Station. It's raining. And I'm gazing out the window with Robert Rayburn, one of the directors of BART.
The station has somewhat of a dowdy appearance to it.
The yellow safety tiles have lost their shine. The wooden benches are worn down like old cutting boards.
There are a number of elements at this station that really exude age.
When BART first opened, the system was cutting edge, futuristic. Now it's seen better days. Bond Measure RR would raise money to replace and update a lot of this old infrastructure. Infrastructure that's been sitting here since opening day in 1972. Can we get some electronic music from 1972? Oh yeah. Robert Rayburn says that, for comparison, one of the very first video games was born that same year.
In 1972, Atari's Pong was the state-of-the-art video game.
Yes, Pong, the state-of-the-art arcade game of two rectangles playing tennis with a square.
It came with a monochrome cathode ray tube in a 300-pound plywood box.
If BART is a 1972 Pong game console, BART's infrastructure is like the 44-year-old power cord coming out of the back. It's been chewed up by rats. The wires are sticking out. If Measure RR passes, Rayburn says it would be kind of like putting a new power cord on that old machine. Here's an ad for the campaign.
Measure RR will replace old rails and electrical systems. It'll make BART trains less crowded and reduce highway commute traffic.
If two-thirds of voters pass the measure, BART gets to take out bonds, basically borrow money. $3.5 billion. Bay Area homeowners would pay back those bonds with interest. BART estimates the total cost to taxpayers would be $6.8 billion, paid back over the next 48 years. All that money, just for infrastructure.
These are not sexy projects, track, power stations.
Repairing tunnels, buying new escalators, things like that. Not so sexy. But proponents say very necessary for anyone who wants reliable transit and fewer cars on the road.
It's the future of the Bay Area. It's not just the future of BART.
Okay, so far we've been hearing from one of the directors of BART, Robert Rayburn. It's easy to remember that he supports Measure RR.
Of course, RR is an abbreviation for railroad. It's also my initials for Robert Rayburn.
Robert Rayburn likes RR. Now, here's someone who's been more critical.
I'm Dan Bornstein. I'm a columnist and editorial writer with the East Bay Times.
Bornstein has been writing about bonds and pension funds for the past 8 years. He's also a BART writer.
I believe greatly in public transit. I believe greatly that BART is critical to the Bay Area.
But he's written several columns and editorials opposing Measure RR. He argues that the measure is a result of bad planning at BART. He says they should have put aside more money for repairs and replacements in prior years.
All equipment over time deteriorates. You build that into your ongoing costs and you budget accordingly.
And he says the new bond measure shows that the people at BART are still not planning ahead.
If the voters give you this, then what's the next step? Are you going to start planning?
BART studied the cost of necessary repairs over the next 10 years. The bond measure is supposed to help cover that. But BART says they plan to spend the bonds over the next 20 years, not 10. So Bornstein wants to know if that means voters will be asked for even more money down the line.
Don't give us a 10-year forecast and a 20-year bond plan. That doesn't make any sense.
Bornstein just doesn't trust BART's current management. He believes they've negotiated their recent contracts badly and overcompensate their workers.
They have some very, very, very generous health benefits that would not be available anywhere else.
So let's replay this argument as a classic game of 1972 Pong. On one paddle, representing Yes on RR, BART director Robert Rayburn. On the opposing paddle, representing No on RR, East Bay Times columnist Dan Borenstein. A vote Yes on RR allows BART to borrow $3.5 billion. A vote No says taxpayers are not ready to bear that cost. A vote Yes says BART needs to repair its infrastructure. A vote No says BART spends too much on labor and shouldn't be trusted. Now, what happens if RR doesn't pass? BART director Robert Rayburn says that future looks
bleak. I would be concerned that we will have to focus on just safety, give up on reliability, and give up on any capacity improvements.
But Dan Borenstein, the East Bay Times columnist, says the system won't instantly fall apart if the measure fails. He says we should vote the measure down and let BART come back with a better one.
Come back with a plan that has the assurances that the money will be spent where you say it's going to be spent.
Measure RR is on the ballot in three counties, San Francisco, Alameda, and Contra Costa. It comes at the very end of your voter guide. In my voter guide, it's on page 127. For Cross Currents, I'm Eli Wirtschafter.